I was just looking at our Facebook page where we already have this topic up about who you were forced to invite to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And one listener, whose full comment we'll read in a moment, said there were people at my wedding I had never even met before.
Yeah, I think that's kind of common.
Is it really?
Yeah.
79 Coast, who were you forced to invite to your wedding? So this listener wrote us and said, I'm being forced to invite someone to my wedding. My mom is making me invite my sister's boyfriend, even though they're doing long distance. They haven't been together very long, and I barely know him. I have 5 sisters, and they're going to be my bridesmaid. Wow, that's 5 sisters. That's a lot. 6 girls.
And they're all bridesmaids.
Wow. They're going to be my bridesmaids. The wedding is obviously very small. And I have a friend I'd like to invite who I can't because of the numbers. But my mom says it's important to invite my youngest sister's semi-boyfriend.
Semi-boyfriend.
Because all the rest have their husbands or fiancés, so she'd be alone. In any other case, I would. But with the limits, I would just rather have people I'm closer with there. I don't think it's even important to my sister to have her guy there. What do I do? And yes, part of the problem is my parents are covering a lot of the cost for the wedding.
That's it right there.
So I can't tell her no because she's paying for a lot of it. By the way, she also has a couple other names on the list of their old family friends who I'm not really close with anymore just because they knew me when I was a kid, but I've barely seen them in years. How do I deal with my mom on this?
That's the thing. If the parents are footing the bill, they feel like it would be good to get a parent's perspective who paid for the wedding, who feels like,
oh,
it's my party, even though it's your wedding, I'm paying for it, so therefore I can control somewhat part of the guest list.
It sounds like there's a control issue there in general.
Right. Yeah, when we were planning our wedding before we decided to elope, we were going to have a big wedding in my parents' backyard. I don't think my mother or father would have forced me, but I think they would have had like an idea of like, oh, I like these people to come because they'll be so happy for you.
Well, and the thing is, like, old family friends, like, you know, families who grew up together, but then when you became an adult, like, you didn't remain close with them because they were your parents' friends.
Right.
Like, I could see why the parents would want them at the wedding.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, maybe that's one of those things where it's like, well, we can't not invite the Smiths, you know? If you want to weigh in on the being forced to invite someone to the wedding, Megan's comment on our Facebook page. My parents were in charge of the guest list. They paid for the wedding and invited all their friends. There were people there I never met before.
Yeah, see, that's...
My sister had to invite a bartender because her husband's family wouldn't go to the wedding if there was no alcohol.
Well, you always invite bartenders.
Right.
Did
the bartender do it for free? Like, it's like, okay, as long as I get a plate of food...
I bet it was like a family event.
Yeah.
They didn't hire anyone, and they were like, well, we need to have at least a bartender here so we can toss them behind the...
So what did they go? They go down to like the snug or something and go, hey, you free Saturday?
Right.
What do you think, Michelle? Good morning. Who's this?
Hi. I'd rather, I guess, remain nameless.
Oh, goody. Goody. We always get excited about that. Okay, so you got an upcoming wedding. Are you being forced to invite anyone?
I made the decision finally to not invite those people, but I've been battling with it with my family and his family for, you know, the entire year.
Are his family and your family helping to pay for everything, I assume?
I mean, that would be nice, but no.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute. So they want control over who's there and they're not even helping cover the costs?
Exactly. So there were some individuals who were invited that are part of his family.
I knew it.
Who are maybe not as open-minded.
Oh.
And, I mean, it's not even about being open-minded. I'm mixed race, and they're just not all for that.
Blink twice if it's his parents.
It's
blink
not.
Twice. Oh, okay.
It's not.
It's like,
wait, but
on.
So there are some members of the family that have like a little racist thing going on.
Yeah, and I kind of had the vibe that they didn't like me, but I didn't know what it was. You know, I just maybe I rubbed them the wrong way, and then, you know, we were coming up with the guest list, and he had them on there, but you know they're not close anymore, and they don't
right.
treat him well anyway. And I was trying to argue against it because we weren't able to. We had to do the whole 50 people thing, so we went from 130
right.
people down to 50.
Yeah,
and I mean we had to cut out a lot of people because like 41 of the 50 people are family.
Right, of course.
We both have really big divorced families. So
All right, then yes. That multiplies it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it kind of just like doubles the everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, I said, why do you want people at your wedding who don't support the wedding in itself?
Right. Well, I would hope that they wouldn't even come anyway, but you can't invite them and hope that because of the...
That would come just so that they could say stuff, that they could...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The first people to go are the racists.
that's the rule. When you're trying to whittle down the guest list, you start with racists.
Correct.
Right?
Bigots are next.
Yeah, just general bigots are next. Yeah.
And then it's the extended aunt, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. The super drunks that are just going to drink all the booze and not enjoy. Oh, nope.
And be disruptive.
Right.
You got to cross them off.
Yeah.
And then you got to take the ones who are probably going to make something about themselves, like the ones who may, like, you know, glom on and propose at your wedding or something. Got to cross them off. They're next.
Oh, I'm already worried about that.
That too? You got that going on too?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Man, well, you're a million topics in one. I love this.
Seriously. Well, when is the... Don't say when exactly, because that'll probably reveal, but when ballpark is the wedding?
It's been less than 2 months.
Less than two
months.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, man. You've had kind of a stressful summer, haven't you?
I've had a stressful... existence.
Well, you know what? The positive side of it is that you found love and you found someone who you want to spend your life with, who, you know, who loves you and doesn't reflect what some of the values of the rest of the family are. And that's a sign of progress. And either way, it's going to be the two of you and you're going to be happy. And, you know, you'll look back and you'll go, God, remember when we got married in the middle of COVID and we had to, you know, disinvite people who were ignorant?
Yeah.
It's just an amazing opportunity to have this experience because I never in my busiest daydreams thought that I was going to get to.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, you're here and we're glad you are and we're happy you're happy and putting a ring on it.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Good luck.
Kelly, you're a great addition.
Oh, thanks so much. Have so much fun.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Man, she got a lot on her plate.
Yeah.
A lot on her plate.
Well, I think that was good advice. The first people to go are the racists.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's usually a good place to start.
Yeah.